WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new album from singer and songwriter T-Bone Burnett. In addition to being a performer, Burnett has also had a successful career producing other musicians' albums. But his latest production is his own album, The Talking Animals.
I don't know what anyone who hasn't followed T-Bone Burnett's career with something approaching neurotic fanaticism will make of his new album, The Talking Animals. As just that sort of fan myself, I hope to provide you with a context in which to hear this Texan's music. Burnett attracted national attention as part of Bob Dylan's Rolling Thunder Review in 1975, and Burnett shares with him Dylan's fondness for literary loopiness and withering sarcasm. In the early 80s, Burnett made a couple of wonderful albums, Truth Decay and Trap Door, that very few people heard. He put out a terribly ambitious, hopelessly pretentious record called Proof Through the Night in 1983 that people avoided at all costs. Then he started producing other people's records full-time, albums by Los Lobos, Elvis Costello, and Marshall Crenshaw, among others. It was Burnett who worked with Roy Orbison to re-record the beautiful version of In Dreams that Dean Stockwell lip-syncs so eerily in the movie Blue Velvet. After all that producing, The Talking Animals reintroduces T-Bone Burnett as a performer. That song, called The Killer Moon, was co-written by Burnett and his four-year-old daughter Molly. It features a typical T-Bone melody, big and booming, but an unusually simple lyric. As the song proceeds, it turns into a kind of nightmare version of the classic children's book Goodnight Moon. Much of the time, Burnett likes to stuff his songs with pop literary or movie references. He bends clichés and forces them to yield new meanings. Nowhere is this style more brazen than on a song called You Could Look It Up. Even when T-Bone Burnett is invoking Fitzgerald's Daisy Buchanan and winking as he describes eyes as limpid pools and a mouth like a scarlet wound, he's up to something much more original than his language. He wants to bypass all the usual things rock songs do to comfort or compliment a listener's taste. He'd rather throw you off balance or keep you guessing about where the song is going. I think his most obvious influences in this area are Dylan and the Beatles. To me, a song like Monkey Dance sounds like a fractured version of the Beatles' Come Together, as it might have been sung by John Lennon doing a Dylan impersonation. She slides across the floor, puts her head on his shoulder. His eyes search for the door, even as it pulls her closer. She is a raging beauty. He writes, I love you truly, in lipstick on the mirror, which leaves her in a furor. I wanna make you happy. 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 There are times on this album when T-Bone Burnett goes way too far. I'm going to spare you a song with verses in English, Spanish, French, and Russian, orchestrated by Van Dyke Parks to sound like Bertolt Brecht crossed with Mantovani. Burnett has a big self-indulgent streak, but most of the time he's interesting enough to make that self-indulgence sound like a heroic gesture. It's his challenge to the rest of rock and roll to make music as emotionally extravagant, as close to the bone, as it were, as this stuff.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.